Ball Talk Daily, episode 56. Right now, I'm shrouded in disappointment because I just found out, because I didn't see the game. I was live streaming on another channel. Didn't see the game. Found out that the Lakers blew a 26-point lead to what they call the worst team in the NBA, the OKC Thunder. I don't know when they got the moniker of the worst team, but let's get it.
It'll be DeAndre Jordan, the veteran, going up against the veteran favors who returns to the starting lineup for the Thunder and Mark Daigneault. And here we go inside Paycom Center. And the Thunder, like they've done all season long, get back defensively.
Yeah, just not giving up a lot of fast break points.
In mid-range.
A bucket is now made by Anthony Davis. But I like the fact that he stopped
the Russ AD pick and roll has been very prominent since LeBron has been injured.
To AD.
But.
And Monk quickly into the front court.
Not enough, apparently.
As Davis with that hook shot, and that's going to be a tough matchup for Bazley to be able to find over the first four games. Westbrook trying that lob again to AD. This time it got sniffed out by the defense of Bazley. 3-on-1. SGA gives it up. Bazley.
So the Lakers got off to a fast start, but turnovers killing them.
Five dunks on the year. As Westbrook has a three.
You know, he hasn't been making that shot.
Westbrook wants to drive instead. This time, it's DeAndre Jordan, the beneficiary on the alley-oop.
And Jordan. I mean, you can throw that thing up by the top of the square. Jordan will go get it.
How about Giddy off the deck with a straightaway three? Got a three last night. Has his first made basket here tonight. I'm not going to call it a deep two as Monk got met in the middle, but as Anthony will defend Bazley, but he runs right into Bazemore. And Bazemore will give it up. Monk, and he elevates up, climbing the ladder for the Jam.
Been, you know, in that lab with a pen and the pad, just taking note of everything, absorbing it, and then getting out there and making it happen.
Come into the game. Under 2 minutes. Westbrook outside to Rondo. Well, you know, things are going well when Malik Monk and Rajon Rondo are not.
Okay, so we got a 35-15 lead, 20-point lead for the Lakers, 1:48 left in the first quarter. You would never think they would blow this type of lead to such a shitty team, but, you know, it is what it is.
Knocking down threes. He quickly pushes it up the floor. Reeves steps into the two. Elbow jumper is good.
JRE gets it out, trying to get another possession.
And a real stubborn drive from Gilgeous Alexander.
A little bit at a time. It has to come on this end right here.
Oh, my goodness. This time it's Dwight Howard elevating. The Thunder still trying to find a little traction offensively here in the first half. Trey Mann, nice play. Floats it up and in with the right hand. And the rookie.
I suspect they just got lazy. They took their foot off the gas. They thought too lightly of the Thunder. They thought they could just cruise to a victory. And at some point, the Thunder is going to turn this around.
From the floor, and Westbrook feeds up another alley-oop on the back door. Coach Mark Daigneault in tonight's OU Health Coach's Corner, and he had the foresight as what the Lakers were going to try to do tonight.
That's for the Lakers to get a shot off here.
Quickly, the ball entered into Carmelo Anthony, fading away on that shot. A quick catch and shoot. Carmelo, who has made a complete living out of that 17-18 footer throughout his entire career. And the right play dialed up, and there is a nice
quick strike offense like the Lakers were doing in that first quarter.
Oh, and a backdoor alley-oop. Giddy got beat on the backside.
Good battle by the Thunder right there to not let Davis get that offensive rebound. Little things like that can spark you.
Excellent spin with the Lakers defense in retreat. This really has not been able to find that three-point stroke on the season. And Davis will.
This is unacceptable. We can hear it, but we can't see it.
Excellent spin with the Lakers defense in retreat. This really has not been able to find that three-point stroke on the season. And Davis will lay it up and in for the possible three-point play.
Wasting no time with the drive and the dish. And Roby with a beautiful reverse underneath. Mark Daigneault encouraging OKC to run. Little step back three for SGA. That one's going to drop in. Over 35,000.
Yes, no. How many points did he score in the game? The Thunder just, man, we need to keep talking because the Thunder are just scoring. All of a sudden, the Thunder finding some rhythm here.
Yeah. Lakers fell asleep. That's what happened.
Dort passes up the three instead. The nice scoop and score in the lane. Giddy wisely passes away from DeAndre Jordan. Baisley, that is a tough shot. And much like he did in the first half, even with Anthony Davis in the vicinity, with the step back three.
And came back with a powerful 37-point second quarter.
Anthony Davis, just too much height over Baisley. Now, he's played the five in his career, and he just has way too much height to shoot it over. Nice find, SGA. Waited until the last moment to give it up to Favors, who's had a couple of layups here tonight. And Davis goes right over the top using his length again. Just takes it away from Baisley, and it leads to a cutting Bazemore to DeAndre Jordan for the slam.
Still holding that 15-point lead.
That's what you like that three-point shot on the initial miss. And Baisley was in relatively good position. But again, it's the AD height, and there's the floater once again from Giddy. Dort, open three, straight away, got it to drop. Well, the Thunder have the Lakers' attention here. Not yet 3 minutes into the third. As Westbrook, hard drive, puts his head down, banks it in, counted on the foul.
Vigilant in their approach.
Oh, nice pass. Giddy set it up beautifully for Baisley. Missed the initial shot, and the left-handed redirect has it down to nine.
And he's shooting 8 from 18 feet out.
SGA double team, quickly realizes, get rid of it. Giddy, a deep three!
What I see from the Lakers is awful defense and no team identity.
Intended to momentarily. SGA sees a crease, goes to the rim, scoops it up off the backboard and in.
Terrific call. He was looking right down the line.
SGA looking for more from downtown and rips the cords again from three. What a turn of events from the first quarter. AD going to work on Roby and he wiggles inside.
You need to do more.
LA just didn't have anything going offensively with the Thunder slowly inching back. That's going to miss. Oh, SGA! A bucket could potentially go into the fourth quarter with a lead. SGA defended closely by Westbrook. Tough step back, gets up the shot, banks it in for the lead!
Wow.
He's in that third quarter.
Thunder on an extended 17-4 run from the third as Westbrook, the high bank, will. Giddy. By Bradley, floats it up, counted on a foul.
Two quarters.
Well, basically, what the teams did in the first and third quarters were flipped as Westbrook.
Westbrook triple double as well.
Giddy, why not go right back to that soft touch on the runner as this time he banks it on target but short. Westbrook trying to get out into space, but he sent it too far in front of Bradley for the turnover. He's been a turnover machine.
Wow.
As Williams spots up, ties the three, and knocks it down. A game that is played with a lot of vigor. As Giddy tried to get it down, Favors finds himself open. Also for Ty Jerome coming off of the bench. Knocked down a big three. The Lakers, boy, nice find. Davis. Paisley already with four threes. Thunder trying to go inside, outside. Tough fadeaway. And what a shot by Roby, banking it in. Myers, back iron, no good. Westbrook forces it up. And Davis, the miss off the glass.
Lakers are sending a double team at Shea.
Want to get the ball out of his hands, and that leads Dort.
Well, Melo got abused on the defense. Come on,
for him
Melo.
To trick the defender.
Anthony has the feet set. The three is good.
That's what he does. That's
they give it up
does.
To Dort. Favors. And he puts it up over AD. Outside to Monk. Monk wants to drive from the wing. Looking for a little daylight back door. Westbrook lines it up and in. Under a minute to go. Monk trying to drive and lays it up and in over the outstretched arm of Favors. Veers right. Now it's Giddey. Giddey around the corner. Back to Favors. Inside. The beautiful dump and finish.
To save the game.
Ball into the hands of Monk. Monk defended by SGA. He'll hoist from deep in the air.
What a waste of a possession. Who drew that up? Coach, really?
Ball handlers and shooters. Giddey to get it in. Fires it up.
Melo.
Gives it right up to Anthony.
Oh, my
God. History. Air ball wide left.
What the?
And the foul on SGA. No timeouts.
Hold on.
For the
what the fuck happened
Dort
there?
Gets the front. Gives it right
blocked?
Up to Anthony. Hoist from deep in the air ball it out of bounds. So Mark Daigneault puts in ball handlers and shooters. Giddey to get it in. Fires
give
it up. Turns it over. Gives it right up to Anthony.
What
history.
The fuck
air ball
that,
wide left.
No way.
SGA. No timeouts for the Lakers. Dort gets
no
the front.
No way.
Off the front end. Dort's second free throw swishes in. And what a way to pick up win number one on the season to cap off this home.
Win number one. You allowed them to get win number one. The Lakers choked that game away. Wow. This is just the highlights. I didn't even get to see the game. We didn't even get to see the moment where Russell Westbrook got ejected for trying to fight, apparently. I didn't get to see that either. So I got to pull that up to see where that actually happened. But that was an ugly loss. That was a demoralizingly ugly loss. Demoralizingly. It's a demoralizing, ugly loss. Carmelo stole the ball with a game-winning shot wide open, and he airballed it left and short. I don't know what happened on that shot. I don't know what happened on the release. I don't know what happened on that last play that was drawn up for Malik Monk to take the three off the dribble. No pick and roll, no pick and pop, no AD in the nothing. That was bizarre. That was a bizarre ending. That was very bizarre. And that was a bad loss. You have a huge lead against one of the worst teams in the NBA. Yeah, you have no LeBron, but you have two All-Stars still remaining in Russell Westbrook and AD. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double. Jeez. Okay, so let's get to ESPN's or what is it? Sportsnet Live.
Hello and welcome to Access Sportsnet Lakers, driven by your Southern California Honda dealers. Chris McGee, Robert Horry, James Worthy, Mike Bresnahan. Allie Clifton's going to join here in a minute. Mike Trudell will be handling the post-game duties, and we're going to get some sound tonight, hopefully. Where do I begin? Lakers lose in embarrassing fashion to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City's first win of the year. They were up 26 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second quarter. At the end of the third, they were down two, 97 to 95. So they were outscored 53 to 25 in that span. They were up 41-19 after one, Rob. After one. From that point on, they were outscored by 30 points, 104 to 74.
You know, it's weird because when you watch this game, and you watch the way the Lakers came out. They jumped on them from the beginning. And then all of a sudden, they start laughing. They start joking. They wasn't taking this team serious. You know, that's a professional basketball team.
I was in the middle of a stream on another channel. Or was I? Or was I editing at that point? I can't remember. But I seen the score halfway through the game. I think it was early in the third. I seen the score on Twitter. I'm like, it's no point in watching this. At this point, I seen who they were playing. And the win, at this point, I was ready to press that guarantee button that Charles Barkley has.
Guarantee!
Wow! We took it to another level.
Yes, we did.
I was ready to guarantee it. I was like, yeah, there's no way. That's light work. They're going to dispatch of them. Didn't happen that way. Embarrassing loss. Let's get it.
They might be young, but all those guys have pride. And next thing you know, they caught a little attitude. And that little attitude made them start moving the ball, start them attacking them. And by that time, the Lakers were comfortable. They caught them very comfortable. Next thing you know, they start punching them in the mouth. And the Lakers was like fiberglass, and they didn't know what to do about that. So you look at this game, and hopefully it's a learning point for the Lakers that you have to take each and every possession serious, because this is allegedly the worst team in basketball. You still have to go out and play this game every quarter like it's your last. And they didn't do that. They did it one quarter, then they thought the game was over.
One of you, when we were watching the game and saw it slipping away, made a great point. When you turn that focus off and you've already relaxed, mm-hmm. it is hard, especially at this level, which you two have played in, mm-hmm. to get it back.
Yeah, as an athlete, you're trained to conjure up energy and, you know, be focused in basketball for 48 minutes. And you have to finish the job, regardless of who you're playing. You cannot disrespect the worst team in the league. In fact, you...
And this stat right here is telling if this thing would move off the screen and let me see it. Yeah, Lakers shot 62% from the field in the first half and only 38% in the second half. Was it the fact that OKC's defense got so much better where they... Did they have more favorable matchups in the lineup? Was the coach making the adjustments? I don't think it was much to do with any of that. I think the Lakers took their foot off their gas. Defense breakdowns like crazy. Lackluster offense. Russell Westbrook, 10 turnovers in the game. As they said, at one point, he was a turnover machine. He was turning over the ball like crazy. So there's that as well. Let's get back into it.
Make sure you put them away, like, and let them know that they don't have a chance. And I think the Lakers came out with that mentality, but I don't know what happened. They kind of just disrespected these young guys. And I heard Steve yep. Kerr say the other day, they're capable of beating teams if you don't play your game. And I think this I don't know. I've seen a lot of Laker losses. This might have been like the worst loss I've seen.
Because you're up 26, right?
It just sucks that they have this mentality that they can't finish games and they think that teams are going to just lay down for them. And
what was that?
They got to change that. This was really ugly. I don't have a whole lot to say. I'd put him on Greyhound and let him drive back to L.A. and think about it. Because you cannot perform like that. You can't be a Laker and play like they did tonight. There's a lot of details, a lot of stuff, stats and all that, but that's a mindset, and they don't have it yet. And if they don't change some, and I know it's early in the season, people say they're going to get it together, but this wasn't one of those games. They should have won this game, and it's just the disrespect that they showed for Oklahoma by not being professional and finishing the job is... It's not Laker style. It's, you know, they got to figure out.
Yep, it's not Laker style, but mere bag of shells, nothing to worry about here because LeBron James was not in the lineup. And that would not happen to a LeBron James-led team. Russell Westbrook was leading the team, leading the charge. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, but he also pretty much, you could say it was a quadruple-double with turnovers because he had 10 turnovers. Team defense was pretty awful. Not putting the whole loss on Russell Westbrook, but the Lakers need to step up on a whole. Anthony Davis needs to be more aggressive with the rebounding. Let me pull up Anthony Davis' stats. I can see from now he didn't get much rebounds. Anthony Davis has been 8 rebounds. It's all right. 22 field goal attempts, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Not shooting well from 3, only 0-for-1. Melo was 1-for-8 from 3. They shot poor from 3, the entire team. Just awful basic stats here. Nothing special, nothing jumping off the paper. Russell Westbrook's triple-double, but an inefficient triple-double. I don't know why he's taking 8 threes. He hit 2 of them, but 2 of them were wide open that he hit. 8 threes is too much for Russell Westbrook. Carmelo Anthony, 1-for-8. He can take those threes. He just needs to... Carmelo Anthony's not going to really shoot 1-for-8 every game. You're not going to get up that many three-point attempts, but if he does, we're going to live with that because they're generally going to be open threes from LeBron or Westbrook, and he's going to hit more than that. He's probably going to hit 3 of 8, generally, if he takes 8, and we could live with that. 4 at best. That'll be all right. Well, he was shooting unbelievable, really, when you look at the season prior to this game. He was shooting, 60% or something crazy. So his stats had to come back down to earth. Let me check the stats. Yeah, he was shooting, 54% prior, so. Or is that what the stats included now? We don't even know. It is what it is. He was shooting well. We could expect that from Melo. When LeBron gets back, there's nothing to worry about. They held. I looked at that. They came out to a strong start. They got carried away. They took the foot off the gas. They didn't respect OKC, and it came back to bite them. When they wanted to turn it on at the end and you know, finish the game, it was too late. They didn't close out strong. Weak performance by the Lakers. But at the end of the day, LeBron will be back in the lineup soon. His injury doesn't seem like it's that serious. And they'll get it back going. But there are some concerns with this roster. Really with the way Frank Vogel is not forcing AD to play the five. I know LeBron's not in the roster, so I guess you can, you know, have DeAndre Jordan still start. But when LeBron gets back in there, they're going to have to rearrange the roster in a way where AD's playing the five. And if he doesn't want to bang in the paint, LeBron could play the five. LeBron could play every position. I think people forget that all the time. They're like, oh, LeBron should go back to point guard, get Russell Westbrook off the ball. But if Russell Westbrook is effective being Russ and, you know, being the point guard, he has to cut down those turnovers, obviously. But if that's the case, LeBron could run a little bit of center. LeBron could play every position. On the defense, he could play center. On the offense, like, he's big enough to, you know, bang down low with some of the paws with some of the centers in the NBA currently. There's not – unless he's against, like, Joel Embiid and, like, Jokic, and then you'll have AD guard them for the most part. But for the most part, yeah, not on the defense. Fuck that. Yeah, not even on the offense. Nah, we're doing too much to accompany AD. You see that? Even I almost got finessed into moving another player into the position that AD should rightfully be playing. AD needs to play the five. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't even know why I got on that LeBron tangent with him playing the five. Nah, fuck that. AD, get at the five. LeBron gets back in the lineup. There's nothing to worry about. Dwight's coming off the bench for AD and to play the five. AD can probably move back down to the four when Dwight comes off the bench. But that's the way they should play it. The starting lineup should be AD as the five. DeAndre Jordan shouldn't be starting. He shouldn't be in the rotation like that. But they'll learn soon. Well, he hasn't been playing that bad, actually. I'm going to take it easy on DJ. That's just all reputation from last year. He hasn't been playing terrible. But the fact of the matter is they need better spacing. So they're going to have AD playing at the five. We're going to wrap it up here. It's a disappointing loss. Not going to speak too much about it more. But, yeah, we out. Yeah.